Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself and thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from guilt and make me pure. Reading from Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. So far we read God's holy word. Let's give thanks for that word, give thanks for its message, and pray that we might believe it rightly, especially the message of creation that we have been dealing with here, spoken of as well, and also declaring that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain of their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. And that's where we are today, sadly, not only as a nation, but as the churches as well, many of them promoting the lie of evolution. Many seminaries, many colleges, universities, the schools that teach the children, teach them that the world is billions of years old, the lie of evolution. We need to counter it. We need to make it known to give God glory again, so that we won't continue to do what we read here, have our foolish heart darken, which is happening in our churches, in our homes, in our nation. Let's pray that God will give us awakening and reviving. Our Father, we come to Thee through Christ. We give thanks for every blessing given. We give thanks for those especially in our area when others are suffering. We give thanks for the great blessing of Thy Word, giving us the message of creation, giving us the history of the world, telling us that Thou art the Creator, also telling us that Thou art the Sustainer of the world, and Thou dost continue to uphold all things by the word of Thy power, Thou through Christ. And we pray in His name that Thou wilt teach us now of Thyself as Creator and Lawgiver, that we might know the great need of Thee as Redeemer through Christ, who died on the cross and who shed His blood for sinners, that we might be saved from our sin. As we read the words from the song, be of sin the double cure, save from guilt and make me pure. We pray that may be made known much more again than it is, beginning with Thee as Creator and trembling before Thee, as Thou hast spoken from heaven, that in 6 days Thou dost create the earth. And men at that time trembled before Thee and were fearful. And we pray that we might again have the fear of Thee, which is the beginning of wisdom, in our nation, our churches, our homes, our individual lives, that we might then give Thee glory and come to Thee rightly through Christ and have Thy blessing because of Him. Amen. As we continue to think of God as Creator, we have seen that in the past messages. We have read the history of creation as is given very plainly in Genesis chapter 1, where it speaks of what God spoke every day. He spoke and it was done. He spoke and it was good. What He did the first day, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. We have not only that history there in Genesis chapter 1 and the first part of chapter 2, but also, as we mentioned in prayer, when God gave His holy law from Mount Sinai, He spoke and said in 6 days, He created the heavens and the earth. It was spoken from heaven that this was done. It must be believed if we are to give God glory. We need to believe it, not only from the beginning of Scripture, the actual history of it, but we can have the message all through Scripture, as we saw last week, and saw that it is there probably around 100 times throughout Scripture. Last week, we entered into the Psalms, and the last Scripture that we read was Psalm 89. There are about 20 of the Psalms that speak of God as Creator, and we would continue that to make it known. One of the ways I believe we must make it known, and one of the ways we can make it known, is reading all the different Scriptures that God has given concerning creation, and hopefully that will help you and me and others to again give God glory, that we will believe it as is stated here. Psalm 90, Moses wrote that, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Moses puts the two together. The creation, God formed the earth. And before that, He was God. And after that, He continues to be the everlasting God. Then going on to Psalm 95, in His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. Again, another description of the sea and the dry land, all in God's hand. He made it, and He upholds it. Psalm 95 and Psalm 96, also gives the same message. And then going on to Psalm 102, verse 25. Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Very plain. Thou hast laid the foundation of the earth. The psalmist speaks of it of old. It was many years before the psalmist wrote this, but it was done by God. As if he speak in the present time, the heavens are the work of thy hands. Then Psalm 103:22, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Psalm 19 states, the heavens declare the glory of God. We should recognize it, and we should, with the elements of nature, give God glory. Praise him for the wonders of creation. Praise him for the order of creation. He gave it as summer, fall, winter, springtime, seed time, and harvest, repeating itself every year. He gave it, and because of it, we have the springtime. We have the time of growth for the summer. We have the seed time and the harvest in the fall. And then we have the winter, by which we can have time between the harvest and the next springtime, repeating itself over and over and over again. Everything is in his hand. He made it and formed it for his glory and for our blessing. And we should do what the psalmist said, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Then Psalm 104, verse 2, speaking of God who stretched out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deepest with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. O Lord, how manifold are thy works in wisdom! Hast thou made them all? The earth is full of thy riches. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth. Every spring, the face of the earth is renewed. It lies cold in the winter, sometimes covered with snow, sometimes the barren ground. But in the springtime, the grass comes forth. The trees begin to grow their leaves, and other things are there, planted and growing. All of it there. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth. Yearly he does that. He has done that now for 6,000 some years. Then Psalm 121, verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He says that in this psalm. He also says that in another psalm shortly after this. And every one of us should know that. Our help is in the Creator. The Creator, the Lord, who made heaven and earth. We must acknowledge that. That identifies him as not only Lord, but the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's the one we trust in. And we can see his work and the faithfulness that he has given in it, and the continuance of it, that seed time and harvest would not fail. He told Noah that, and it has been true ever since that time. So our help comes from that Lord, the Creator. In Psalm 121, he states it again in Psalm 124, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. That's not repetitive without God knowing it. He wants to tell us again and again, so we will know it. So we will know that our only help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Without him, we have no help. The Lord Jesus, who is Creator with the Father, stated, without me, you can do nothing, as we can read it in John chapter 15, verse 5. So we should confess with the psalmist, my help, personally, is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. My help is in the Creator. Only part of the way we know him as sustainer, we know him as redeemer, But first of all, that's the beginning, and we must know that. And when we deny that in our time, how can we know the right Lord? It's scary. It's a terrible thing to deny God as creator and say the world came by evolution and state that Genesis 1 and even some of the other chapters in the beginning are a myth. Professors in the seminary have openly stated that. It's not been denied. It's not been contradicted. A great part of the church goes along with evolution. Almost everywhere, the way it's taught, as I said earlier, in the colleges, seminaries, universities, that lie is taught, and they do not know, as we should know with the psalmist, our help. Together we must say it, and individually we must say it. My help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I have no other hope than that. If I don't have help from him to lead me, to teach me, I'm gone. There's no hope. We need the help from the beginning. We need the help to live our natural life. We need help to live especially our spiritual life. As the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Our first birth is by the Lord. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb, and it's in him that we live and move and have our being in every way, physically and spiritually. We must acknowledge it, and if we don't acknowledge it, then we are doing what we read there in Romans chapter 1, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. That's where we are today. As a society, as colleges, universities, our foolish heart has been darkened. We show it by our homes. We show it by the way we vote. We vote for people that want to murder the unborn more than those that want to protect the unborn. And we are bringing on ourselves terrible judgment. And judgment will come because of that, of our darkened hearts doing what they're doing against the God who is creator and against those whom he has created in his image in the mother's womb. That terrible sin is going to be punished. It was punished when it was in Judah, and it will be punished in our country as well. And we didn't realize the creator, and we didn't realize what he has said about those who are created in his image, and not to murder them. Going on here, we read in Psalm 136, verse 5, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters, to him that made great lights, the sun to rule by day, and the moon and the stars to rule by night. That is a wonderful psalm, Psalm 136. I think of a song that was written from that psalm. I'd like to read part of that. That song, it put the verse in music, states, praise Jehovah for his love, God of gods enthroned above. Praise the mighty King of kings, who alone does wondrous things, for his mercy will endure, ever faithful, ever sure. God by wisdom framed the skies, made the earth from ocean rise, gave the sun by day for light, moon and stars to rule the night, for his mercy will endure, ever faithful, ever sure. There, Psalm 136, put the verse in music, and reading it again from the actual scripture, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters, to him that made great lights, the sun to rule by day, the moon and stars to rule by night. It is him that we must give glory to, the glory of the Creator. We must be thankful to him and the way he's done it, and especially for ourselves in our area, the blessings that we have from the earth and from the sky, the blessings of nature that we receive so abundantly. Going on to Psalm 146, verse 5, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever." First of all, he declares to be the God of Jacob, and he is that. Many times when Moses wrote, he wrote of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he also gives further understanding of who this God is. In the sixth verse, "which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever." Happy is he that hath that God for his help. Yes, when I don't have that help, we're in sadness. We have to confess our sins sometimes to know that God is with us. David wrote in Psalm 32, "Before I confessed transgressions, my bones waxed old." But when he did confess them, he said, "Thou forgavest me for my sin." Only do we have happiness when we have our sins covered by the blood of Christ. We have nothing between God and us in the way of our sin and judgment. Christ the mediator gives us that way of the door, as he said, "I am the door." Also he said, "I am the good shepherd who giveth his life for the sheep." And because of that, God can be our help rather than the one that, as Paul said, of those who later became God's children, before that, they were children of wrath, even as others. But when God comes to us and unites us with Christ, as he did the Ephesians, bringing them together, quickening them together with Christ, then we can say, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." And we must know that as a foundational truth, "which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, which keepeth truth forever." What if we would deny that last part of the sixth verse of Psalm 148? Would we have the true God? I think we'd have to answer no. The Lord Jesus said the night before he died, "This is life eternal, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." We must know that God as creator and lawgiver, and then we know him as the redeemer through and because of Christ Jesus, his son. Then going on to Psalm 148, the last psalm here mentioned, we read there, verse 5, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass." All of the last psalms begin with the words, "Let them praise the name of the Lord." Over and over we read that, "Let them praise the name of the Lord." And here he gives at least one of the reasons why. "For he commanded and they were created." It is part of why we can praise the name of the Lord and what we know about that only true God. He did it not only himself, but as we read in Hebrews chapter 1, "God hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, by whom he made the worlds, and upholds the same by the word of his power." Creation is tied in with God speaking through his Son, and we must know it. It is part of the whole truth, and if it is denied, the truth is gone. The truth of who God is. He is creator. I state it again. He is creator. Evolution is the lie. It must be denied. Just think of creation. Right from the beginning, he made the light and the darkness. every 24 hours. Change came. Light, dark, light, dark, light, dark. Is that a proof of evolution? It has done that every day since he created. Day and night, day and night, day and night, light and darkness. That in itself shows that it wasn't evolution. Didn't start as a little bit dawning and then got a little bit more light and then continued that way. It changed every 24 hours. And as I said earlier, we have seed time and harvest every year, over and over. Spring, summer, fall, winter. I've said it before, but I repeat it because it doesn't seem to have sunk in that we know that is there because we have a creator. We must make it known to give God glory, and we must make it known in thankfulness and praise to him. Going back here to Psalm 148, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded. The psalmist gives it as a reason. We are to praise him because he commanded and they were created. Let there be light, and there was light. He formed the earth. He formed the dry land. He formed the animals. He formed all the things that grow. He did all of that. The psalmist gives a reason. Let them praise the name of the Lord because of that, or for he commanded and they were created. And so one of the chief reasons that we have here given is we praise him because he's creator. Certainly we have to praise him for his grace, as we can read in Ephesians chapter 1, when God speaks to the church there at Ephesus, give him glory and praise him for the glory of his grace, another whole way of God. But first of all, he is creator, and we have sinned against our creator, and then we need a redeemer, and we can be made right with God through that redeemer, as is described so wonderfully, both in Ephesians chapter 1 and again in Ephesians chapter 2, where God describes us in our sin as children of wrath, and then has quickened us together with Christ and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is the way that follows. If we believe in God as creator, we believe that we have sinned against him, that we need a redeemer, and we can then be made to sit in those heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Has he taught you that? Are you there? We must be there and revived in the church to know it more and give God praise.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, visit their website at calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship, sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord.